It's On Second Thought. I'm Adam Ragusea. This weekend, if you're like me and you live in the South because you like the hot weather, you can expect some much-needed relief. Temperatures across the state should reach up into the 70s at least. For the past few weeks, though, spring has scarcely sprung. In Atlanta, lows approached century-old records from this time last from this time of year. And in Middle and South Georgia, the National Weather Service projects a 40% chance of below-normal temperatures. So you may not want to put away your winter clothes just yet. Greg Postel joins me. He's a meteorologist with the Weather Channel. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing all right. Spring officially began March 20, but people have been holding out their coats and their turtlenecks throughout April. What explains the unseasonably cold and sometimes just straight up cold weather that we have been experiencing in Georgia and then across the Southeast?
A weird looking jet stream, basically, is the way to put it. And I think we're actually kind of fortunate here in Georgia to have been spared some of the worst, because if you think about it nationally, much of the country has been seeing record cold for weeks on end, beginning really back in March and even late February. But here in the Southeast, you're right, in Georgia in particular, it has been colder than average and gloomier than average, frankly. I mean, a lot of us are dying to see the sun, but really haven't seen much of it. And we can thank, going back to your question, a jet stream that has been in awkward positions, unlike it has been in recent years.
Okay, so yeah, that big jet of wind that goes across all of North America is bringing cold air from the north down lower than it normally does down to us. We've seen estimates that things could stay cool until almost mid-May. What kind of weather would we normally be having at this time? I mean, Facebook threw up a memory on me today from last year where my lawn was just like green and lush. And it's still got like brown spots from the winter left on it.
That's exactly right. I mean, what's happened is that the foliage has taken a little bit of a beating, taking a break, right? But there's good news on the way. I'm going to go back to your original point there. I really believe, I'm going to take a counter argument here. I think as we head into even the first couple of days in May, most of Georgia will get back to average or maybe even above average temperatures. So I'm going to disagree a little bit with some of those projections that it is going to remain cool through mid-May. I think we're turning the corner actually pretty abruptly, and I think that's really good news. But what we can expect on average across Georgia, you know, in South Georgia, normally this time of year, we're in the upper 70s. In North Georgia, low to mid-70s with generally overnight lows in the 50s. And we haven't seen those kind of numbers sustained. Occasionally, we've been into the 70s and low 80s across Georgia, but really the sustained sort of average April and May temperatures, we haven't seen, but I think they're coming, and I think they're coming soon. So just hold on a little bit.
I am holding.
Right.
I grew up in Pennsylvania, where I will never live again if I can avoid it. My not because Pennsylvania is not a lovely state. It is. I just hate the cold. My friends up there are like just they are despondently depressed because they have just been getting so many winter storms deep into spring. What's going on up there?
Okay, this is a very good question. The jet stream, which we talked about, which is sort of responsible for delivering cold air and warm air in different parts of the globe, has been in this weird-looking position and shape really since February. And, you know, there's some thinking that there are some very, very peculiar dynamics going on at the very high altitudes in the stratosphere, in the high stratosphere, that have kind of worked their way down into the part of the atmosphere where we live. And over the sustained period of about the last 6 to 8 weeks, we've been suffering the consequences of a jet stream that has been shaken up, sort of normally it flowing around the globe from west to east, keeping the cold air at bay over the higher latitudes of, you know, Canada and the North Pole. It's been beaten up and it's taken on these weird positions. And it's really, unfortunately, had that pattern where the coldest of air has been delivered right over North America. Other parts of the world have been just fine. They've gotten out scot-free from the what's happened to the jet stream. But we haven't here in the lower 48. And to sort of take a bigger view, I mean, the United States has been suffering the consequences of this, but the rest of the world in many senses has been actually been spared quite a bit and been enjoying some milder than average temperatures.
There's some research now to show that weather has begun to just stay the same for longer periods of time than it used to. This is a phenomenon known as persistence. What does that mean?
Well, persistence refers to the fact that the weather that you got now is going to be the weather that you're going to keep getting likely for 1, 2, 3 weeks out. And there is some thinking in the science that but the patterns are kind of slowing down a little bit. In other words, that fast river of air, I keep talking about the jet stream, but that's really where it boils down to. The the thing that carries weather systems through, and doing so on a regular basis, oftentimes where you get sunny days for three in a row and then you get rain once and then sunny days, that has kind of been thrown out the window now. We're getting these large circulations that don't want to move. So if you're stuck underneath bad weather, oftentimes it's going to stick with you for a couple of weeks. And if you're under the good weather side of it, you're lucky because it's going to be with you for a couple of weeks. But this is something that the sort of overall circulation globally is starting to see more and more of in recent decades.
The perennial question for folks like you, Greg, is this all part of the broader trend of global warming?
It is consistent with global warming. That is for a fact, because some of my colleagues at the University of Wisconsin in Madison have recently shown that the size of the cold pocket that typically sits over the North Pole, for example, in the Northern Hemisphere, has been systematically shrinking over time, over years and decades. And so what we're seeing is a sort of a response to that, where it's just blowing away. It's no longer able, the jet stream is no longer able to contain that cold air at the poles as effectively as it used to. And instead, it is delivering it southward into places like, well, where we live. So the fact that it's getting colder may be kind of ironic. You might think, how is that possible or counterintuitive to a global warming? But it is all part of the puzzle, and it's certainly what we've been seeing consistent with climate change.
That's meteorologist Greg Postel of the Weather Channel talking about this unseasonably cool spring we've been having in Georgia. He predicts things are going to warm up soon. Yay, if you like that. Boo, if you don't.
Just a few
Greg,
days.
Thank you
just
so much.
A few days. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.